Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The show kind of stinks.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Well, hello. This freezing cold sunny day.
Oh, my word. Here, but you know, 2022 is a new year for me, like it is for everybody else. I get it. But this altitude thing I've been telling myself has changed me. I'm telling you, I was at breakfast this morning, and Maya's like, oh, my God, it's so cold outside, blah, blah, blah. And it's all about glass half full. I said, get through tomorrow.
Altitude.
Just get through tomorrow.
It's just altitude.
That's right.
She's going to rise above it.
That's right.
I was right in the middle of rising above it, and someone tried to kill me on my way into work.
Talk to me, Bruce.
This is an open letter to the jerk face driving a stupid little red two-seater car. I want everyone to listen to what happened and what this driver did, because I've never seen anything like it. And if I'd had time to make a citizen's arrest,
okay,
I was going to make a citizen's arrest. I'm at 95th and Mission Road. So for all of you, think like Prairie Village, Leawood right there. There is a huge McDonald's on the northeast corner of 95th and Mission Road.
Yep.
Across from the Walgreens.
Right across from Ranch Mart. Right across from O'Neill's is right there. You know, there's a Hallmark store. There's a grocery store. So I'm seated right there. McDonald's is to my right. I am in the right lane. A car in the first position in the left lane, this tiny red jerk car,
right,
is in the far left lane. When the light turns green, this idiot in the left lane goes, "Burr!" and turns right in front of all of the traffic sitting there waiting to go. Follow me here, Scott. From the far left lane.
How many lanes does
three.
He have to... Okay.
He, as soon as the light turns green, he decides, for some reason, in the first position, I gotta head east. He cuts across all of those lanes of traffic, cutting everybody off that's getting ready to go for the green light. People just start honking like maniacs. My jaw is open, and I'm like, I cannot believe I just watched somebody do that. So I'm sitting there thinking, do I turn right into this McDonald's? I have to know who this is. What is so important that you just in the left lane turned right in front of all of this traffic? What are you thinking?
Did he pull into the McDonald's?
I watched the car. You can't pull into the McDonald's right there.
Okay.
He goes down about 70 yards, turns left into the McDonald's. Is that a Price Chopper right there?
Price Chopper, yeah.
Price Chopper, the holiday Gold Crown store, just right. Pulls into the grocery store. I think there's like a tanning salon there. My point is, if this had been an emergency room,
could have been having a vitamin
right.
D
shortage. I would have been like, oh my God, this woman is either crowning and having a baby right. as we speak. He's having a heart attack. He's got to get to the ER. I get it. His emergency was either buying a greeting card, grabbing something at the grocery store, stopping in for a spray tan, or swinging through McDonald's. That's all that's over there.
Was it almost 10:30 by chance?
It was. Why? Well,
they cut off the English McMuffins at
you
10:30.
Have got to be kidding me.
Everybody knows that.
I'm being serious. He might have wanted a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, looked at the clock, and went, uh-oh.
Had I not been late for a meeting, I actually thought I am going to turn and follow that car. Because it was in the parking lot at this point. I'm like, I want to go over and say.
This goes against everything that you stand for.
I've always said, don't get involved.
Don't ever get involved.
My curiosity that someone would do that. And keep in mind, that's Overland Park, I think, by the time you hit 95th. There are going to be red light cameras there.
Sure, it's not Leawood?
It's right. It depends on what lane.
It
depends on what lane you're in right there.
Okay.
What would be so important, Scott? That you would do that where there's clearly going to be cameras. There's usually police right around there. And it's broad daylight.
I'm not saying it is a new thing because it's not. And I've always fought against the idea that, well, things are so much worse now than they were 20 years ago or whatever. It is something that I have noticed for years and years and years. There are just some people on this planet who don't care that you've been inconvenienced. And traffic is always a great example to use. It's an easy example
cutting
to use.
Cutting people off.
And you see it from time to time. You'll be driving down, say, a Shawnee Mission Parkway or State Line Road or something, and somebody knows that they're the road.
The exit's coming. The road is ending.
The road that they need to turn on is coming, and they're in the wrong lane. Your life and your safety and, quite frankly, your time be damned.
Yeah.
I need to get over, and I didn't get over, so I'm just going to stop my car in 55-mile-per-hour traffic, and I'm going to wait until there's an opening to get all the way over. This guy was not going 55 miles
an
hour.
Everyone was stopped.
You don't matter. Where I need to be and my mistake are the only thing that matters, and I should have been in the right lane, but I'm in the far left.
Yeah. And so do you know what else you could have done right there,
problem,
Scott?
Not mine.
He could have just gone straight.
Turned around. Would have added 2 minutes his trip.
I don't even think it would have added 2 minutes.
I think he could have gone straight and just turned right into the McDonald's.
Amen. And
lot.
Sam, you got to realize from a stopped position, all three lanes of traffic are just sitting there on this red light. The cojones to just gun it.
Tokyo drift that thing.
Cut directly across everyone getting ready to go. The car in the far right lane could have easily struck him if you're one of those people at a green light who goes when it's green.
Right. Now, I don't believe you would have approached him.
I would have gotten a look at him, and I would have given him that look. Like, I am onto you.
The
and
disappointed
I just,
mother
just
look.
I saw what you did, and what the hell are you doing?
But you wouldn't have confronted him.
Man, I don't know. If it had been a young kid, I might have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To what end?
I was that flabbergasted that somebody
and
did
annoyed.
That.
But
honestly, more just flabbergasted that, wow, you have really got to get to Price Chopper now?
Had it been a young kid and Dana confronted him, they would have been like, okay, crazy lady, go back to your home.
Oh, I'm sure they would have been.
They would have said, okay, Karen. And you would have been, my name's not Karen.
It was one of those little, like, Ford Fiestas. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to say it was a Ford Fiesta, but, like, very small.
Did you get a license plate?
No. Because he did it. I was like, what are you doing?
So you didn't even get a good.
No.
You said if it was a kid.
No.
You didn't even get a good look
at
it. No,
I just saw the car whirp right across all the lanes of traffic.
What
and I go.
Flash of light.
And then you heard all these people honking because I think they were like, what the hell just happened?
I'm surprised somebody else didn't go after him. Not that I'm advocating that because I wouldn't.
I was praying there was a cop right there. Praying there was a cop.
I know. We've all been in that. We've all been in that traffic situation where you see super jerk, and it's the one time because normally you look around, it's like, oh, there's a cop. I better watch myself.
Right.
And it's always when somebody is jerk of the year kind of category. You're like, please, please, merciful God, let there be a cop, and there isn't.
But if you succumb at one point to do the jerk move yourself, there just so happens to be
a
cop.
Right. Right.
Now, I will say there's only one reason I don't believe your story.
Okay.
From KWCH, Kansas was ranked the number 3 best state to drive in, according to Wallet Hub. The website compared all 50 states across 31 key indicators of a positive commute. Its data set ranges from average gas to the rush hour traffic congestion.
Okay, those are all things
quality
that we enjoy that are out of our control. Lower gas prices and low commute times.
Well, but he was part of your commute.
wait a minute, because they also did Missouri in this, and there has always been this age-old discussion living
who's
here
worse?
In Kansas City.
Yep.
Who's worse?
Kansas is number three behind Iowa and Oklahoma. Where did Missouri come in?
And number three is good.
Yeah,
yeah, good.
Third best. Yeah,
third
yeah.
best.
Would you like to guess where Missouri ranked?
40th.
Oh, really close. 42, actually.
That's St. Louis dragging all the rest of you suckers down. You know it is.
Well, road quality was one of the factors they factored in, and we've all driven in Missouri before.
Well, I'm sorry that this guy cut you off. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad that your inner grizzly bear didn't kick in and you confronted him. That would have been a big,
I wanted to wag my finger.
I understand.
You, man.
You person thing, you. I get it. I'm glad you didn't.
Me too.
It's not worth it. This is how road rage gets started. This is how people get shot.
I know. So I just came into work like a little good little lamb.
Just been storing it in, waiting for the volcano to erupt. I can see it on your face.
California howdies were flying everywhere.
You may not know this. Today is National DJ Day.
Aww.
When we get back, two broadcasters who can no longer call themselves DJs because of what they said on the radio.
And the reason, Scott, that I cringe that we even talk about what happened here, because there are other people involved. There are innocent people involved. I was sick when I read this story.
We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.